Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I know you have a show to watch, so let me get real quick into this with you. Okay, so Ascended Masters, you're watching right now, browse, select, ascend. It's very easy to use. All you have to do is scroll down here. You're going to see the different categories, sessions, courses, products, entertainment, books, conscious business growth. All you do is you simply click on the category that's resonating with you or that you're in need of, and you're going to see a video directory of some of the greatest minds out there. And within 5 to 7 minutes, you'll find out who that person is, what their style is, and if they're going to help you on your journey called life. It's a very easy formula to follow right here. And also too, if you're one of those who does have a product or service that you think that will be a benefit to others and you'd like to be on Ascended Masters, our email is in the description below. It's askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. We'll set up a time to chat and see how you can make a difference in the world for people. So hope you're enjoying the site, everybody. Thanks for sharing this and much love to you. And most importantly, enjoy the show. We'll see you next time. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you, as always, for your energy exchange with us today. And as always, we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day today. So for all you political junkies out there, yes, he is. He's back. Because he is our trusted source. He's the one we go to for news, Sean Morgan here, right? So
as, I cannot. I haven't watched the news. That's not even a joke.
It's not even
like
a joke.
You're not even exaggerating at all.
He's the only one I listen to. Honestly, he really is. It's I don't watch the news. So if there's anything I need to get caught up on or anything, Sean's my go-to guy. So
and everyone knows my all-time favorite newsletter is SeanMorganReport.com. If you all haven't done it yet, make sure to join his newsletter, because that's where I get all of my information from. Sean, that's it. When it comes to politics, daily news, you're looking at the man right there.
So this is Spiritually Raw's version of a political show. So, you know, don't worry. Sean will help us out. So he'll make it good here. So it'll be all good.
If we act surprised, it's because we are going to be surprised.
We'll get it all together, everybody. The links will be in the description below for you to stay connected with us. Thank you in advance for that. If you haven't subscribed, kindly do so. Kindly share it. Kindly just stay connected with us. So when we do get great guests like Sean, you are notified. So thanks for that. Anything else before we bring Sean on?
Yes, if you could just quickly, if you don't mind, or from wherever you're watching this, if you can quickly just hit the subscribe. Well, actually, they're not going to be seeing this part because this is only going to be on Spiritual Raw Live, but the intro, Jay, you'll handle that one and you'll tell everybody to make sure to hit the button, subscribe.
I'll handle that one. All right, everybody. That's our internal thing going on. All right, Sean Morgan, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Sean.
Doing well. Thank you.
It's good to see you, man.
I love your background.
I love this look. I tell you, everybody, Tucker Carlson, watch out. You got your replacement coming there. Yep. You really do. So, Sean, thanks for this, man. This is our version, Spiritually Raw's version of keeping connected with what's going on in the political arena for those of you who are really connected to that, and you just do a fantastic job. So we're just going to go down the list with you, if it's okay with you, and get some insight from you about what you've learned and, you know, help people on their journey called life. Yeah. So what you got?
Okay, so first thing, it's all over the news, Carl Rittenhouse. I know there's some drama going on behind the scenes. What exactly is going on?
Well, Kyle Rittenhouse, I'm sure everyone's aware that there was footage of the event that happened, so everyone could tell right away that it was self-defense because they could just see it with their own eyes. But it had to play out in the courts. We had the jurors. They made the right decision. He was found not guilty and everything. Behind the scenes, Tucker Carlson was shooting a documentary with him the whole time. And then after the verdict came out, not guilty, he went on the Tucker Carlson show and he majorly dissed Lynn Wood and John Pierce. Whoa. And they were both part of the Fight Back Foundation. And since the initial time when Fight Back Foundation was started, John Pierce has left that organization. But Lynn Wood started Fight Back. John Pierce was a part of it. And they raised around $2 million for Kyle Rittenhouse. And, they were putting his story out there. They were raising it based on his case in particular. And so definitely, you know, the money should go to help him. Mm-hmm. And he made the accusation on Tucker Carlson that these two lawyers wanted him to stay in jail longer so they could raise more money and try to keep some of the money, which is a very, very harsh accusation to make, definitely. Well, what ended up happening is Lynn Wood was never actually their lawyer. He was just part of the Fight Back Foundation that raised the money. John Pierce was their lawyer, but they fired him. And so there's this whole controversy where everyone's pointing the finger at each other saying, no, you were the one who wanted to keep the money. No, you were the one who was trying to scam people. And there's another third party that wasn't mentioned in the interview that Lynn Wood is saying that this guy is basically acting as a handler behind the scenes. This guy has been prosecuted in the past for fraud, and that he is the one kind of feeding these lies to Kyle Rittenhouse. Well, when Kyle Rittenhouse went public, you had certain people in the media who jumped on it as an opportunity to be against Lynn Wood and other people who came to his defense. So there's been this split. And there already even was a anti-Lynn Wood, pro-Lynn Wood division amongst politicians and the media before this even happened.
That's for sure.
And so, yeah. So, you know, really interesting. And this, where this all plays out, by the way, is Telegram. So if anyone wants to really find out about this controversy, you got to really subscribe to me at Sean Morgan Report, to Lynn Wood at Lynn Wood Speaks Truth, to the other people involved, General Flynn. So General Flynn, he didn't exactly come to Lynn Wood's defense, but he did post Lynn Wood's audio file to his Telegram channel to thousands of people, where Lynn Wood secretly recorded a conversation of a reporter trying to get a response from him about the Tucker Carlson accusation. And Lynn Wood was pretty forthcoming, and he was basically making it obvious that this reporter is like most reporters in the mainstream media. They're trying to set him up. They're trying to paint him as a bad person. They're not trying to listen to any other alternative evidence. And it was an interesting audio recording. So anyone who's interested in getting to the bottom of the story, you can listen to that audio recording. Also, Lynn Wood put out an official statement, and he did a whole podcast interview talking about all the nitty-gritty details, how the money was raised, what the money was donated for, when the money was donated, how it ended up getting bailing Kyle out of jail, how John Pierce ended up trying to take the money, and all of these different things. But very interesting that Lynn Wood has been against Steve Bannon, and Lynn Wood has been against Vernon Jones, who's running for governor in Georgia, and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lynn Wood have a beef. And then Sidney Powell came out on Telegram being kind of insinuating things against Lynn Wood. And so Lynn Wood is at the center of this whole, I mean, this is our movement. If you could name the most important people of the Make America Great Again, America First movement besides Donald Trump, it would be Lynn Wood, General Flynn, Sidney Powell, you know, all of these people who are basically kind of bickering with each other and choosing sides. It's still developing. It's still playing out. There's a lot of innuendo and not direct accusations. But tune into my Telegram channel, because I'm constantly sharing information about this controversy as it develops.
I have two questions for you on that. Number one, were you surprised at the verdict, Kyle's verdict? That's number one. And number two, do you think all this inner bickering is media just trying, you know, typical, like, all press is good press, whether
sleight of hand, take your eye off the real point, you know what I mean, kind of thing?
I wasn't too surprised, because although I wouldn't have been very surprised if it went the other way either. But I mean, my state of being is that I do believe that the jury system tends to work pretty well. I was upset. There were times when people tried to dox the jury. They tried to intimidate the jury. They tried to follow the jury. The jury was obviously feeling intimidated about possible reprisals. And sure, look what happened. 1 week later, a guy, a BLM supporter, ran over dozens of people and killed six people just an hour away from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Oh. So that looks like a reprisal. It's not official, but it looks like it. So I was just really relieved that the jury found him not guilty. It is very interesting that Tucker Carlson had this whole documentary kind of raring to go and release, had the exclusive interview. Kyle Rittenhouse flies to Mar-a-Lago, gets some thumbs up pictures with Donald Trump. So yeah, it's very, very interesting that all of this is really working in favor of the White Hats and their narrative.
So what? Tell me a little bit about the division that you just spoke about right there, and how does that impact the movement, if you would? Like, how do you see that with the, you know, being in the street like you are, like actually impacting that movement, people's perception, number one, and also, again, how does that inner division play into the White Hats? Can you break that down for me?
This is an information war, and these things are very important because people are looking for people they can trust. People think they can trust Trump. People think they can trust General Flynn. People think they can trust Steve Bannon. They think they can trust the people that they see on the TV. But things are going to come out, and the real enemies are going to be exposed. This is kind of the fog of war right now. We don't know who we can trust, right? We don't really, really, really know. But things are going to come out. The Durham investigation is going to expose a lot of people. The Ghislaine Maxwell case is going to expose a lot of people. And Trump has distanced himself from some people. He's fired certain people from his administration. And there are other people, like Mike Lindell, for example, that he keeps very close and he keeps meeting with them. And so, this is something we keep track of in the information war. It's not something we have clarity on, but it's something that as things unfold, you do find out who the real White Hats are and who the real Black Hats are eventually.
So the Mike Lindell you're referring to, the pillow guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just filed a very important Supreme Court case regarding the election steal of 2020. This is possibly the most important lawsuit. And it just seems so weird that a guy who sells pillows, of all people, would be the guy who's taking such drastic legal action. And you know,
there's something to be said about that, because he's actually the pillow. I mean, you took the words out of my mouth.
Somebody sleep well, MFers.
Yeah. Person who sells pillows for a living, has done phenomenal, is becoming a trusted advisor. It's someone that people, the public, I'm not maybe saying so much about the cabinet from a cabinet point of view, but the people, the public truly trust this man in an endearing type of quality.
Right. I mean, what kind of bad kind of incentive would he have? I mean, he risked his reputation. He got canceled from every mall in America. I mean, can you imagine being a multi-millionaire? You've got millions flowing in because you're in every mall in America. And then all of a sudden, overnight, because you put yourself out there as a supporter of Donald Trump and his agenda and narrative, they try to take it all away. Mm-hmm. You know, so he has nothing to gain and everything to lose by putting himself on the line. And that's why I trust him. The other reason why I trust him is because Donald Trump keeps on meeting with him. He just did an interview with him yesterday or the day before on frankspeech.com. Look there. There you go. I mean, he's releasing one of the only conservative social media news sites on the internet, frankspeech.com. So this guy is an important player, even though it's kind of weird that he's a private citizen. I just interviewed Patel Patriot about his theory that Mike Lindell's been commissioned by the military, that, you know, because the military, when they need a doctor, when they need a lawyer, they don't make them go through basic training if they need their skills and resources. They just commission them. They're like, okay, you're in the army now because we need you. Mm-hmm. So there might be that kind of operation going behind the scenes. Who really knows?
Well, that would make sense. But whatever it is, he's just a very likable person. He's very endearing.
Salt of the earth kind of guy, or at least it comes across that way. All right. So
yeah, he's a former drug addict, found Jesus Christ, you know, a great American story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you. So he's got the dream going on there for people.
You mentioned Ghislaine Maxwell. What's going on with her?
Well, she's complaining that she's in jail, and her family, who's very well connected, her father, who's dead, he owned one of the biggest media empires in the UK. He was a triple agent with Israel, UK, and Russia. her sister owns one of the biggest software companies that our intelligence agencies use. So they're very, very rich and powerful. They have passports to several different countries, and they have connections with all these globalists. So they are appealing to the United Nations and saying, why can't she have bail? Why can't she come out and be home and wait? Other criminals get to be out on bail, and like, we have to remind them it's because she's a flight risk. It's because she has a helicopter's license, a submarine license. She has millions of dollars. She's connected with the royal family and people all over the world. She could just leave the United States any moment she wants to. That's why she can't go out on bail. And I feel no sympathy for her being in jail or the conditions that are in jail that everyone else has to deal with when they commit crimes. So they're appealing to their globalist buddies, and it just shows you they actually think their buddies in the UN have some kind of power here, and they don't, but it shows you that the UN is part of the bad boys club.
Because they're going directly to the UN. Now, has that been formally shut down, or is it still an appeal process right now, or has it been like shut down?
They just asked if she can be out on bail, and they complain about her conditions, but they haven't responded yet. But I'm very confident that they're not going to be able to do anything. I mean, they have nothing to do with the American justice system. They can only be on the sidelines.
Well, boo-hoo.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just don't feel sorry for you. The IRS, Sean, this is a little disturbing. Under Biden, he's hiring 80,000 new IRS agents.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know what the Democrat Party is all about, it's just inflate the government, make the government bigger, bigger, and more powerful, and take as much money of your money as possible. That's why they need more IRS agents, because they want to track anything over $600 in a bank account. They want to surveil you. They want to get official statements from your bank account, and they want to know, are you Venmoing other people? Are you receiving Venmo and PayPal and crypto? They want to track everything and be able to accuse you of tax crimes. And the IRS has a lot of power. They don't even have to follow due process. Well, they skirt around the law. They don't follow due process. They just say, hey, you owe us money. We're freezing your bank account, or we're attaching a lien to your property. Mm-hmm. And you have to prove them wrong. You're not assumed innocent. So that's a very, very scary vision of a possible future with a dictator Biden and whoever comes after he keels over, because that is what they want. They want to be able to track every dollar in our bank accounts and be able to accuse us of crimes, especially if you're conservative.
The hiring for the IRS, has that actually started yet?
They haven't even passed. You know, they keep trying to pass this law that anything over $600 a year or a month or something like that, that they're going to be able to surveil you and your bank accounts. They haven't been able to pass that yet. So they're trying to make it part of this infrastructure bill. And I don't think they've hired these IRS agents yet, but these are the proposals. I mean, these are the things that they let you know exactly what they want to do. And I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think we're going to get that far down the line, because I have a lot of confidence in the White Hats. But, you never know in the short term how ugly it could get.
True.
What's the outlook looking for the midterm elections like as we get through? I mean, is there still a lot of inner bickering going on right now, or does it look like they're getting their shit together as far as the Republican side? And, you know, are they starting to stand as a unified front, or just same kind of drama stuff going on?
Well, if you look at the elections that took place a couple weeks ago in Virginia and Ohio and Long Island and different places where they have these kind of random elections, random times of year, it was a red wave. I mean, the Republicans did very, very well. And you've also had a lot of Democrats announce their retirement, and a lot of RINOs announce their retirements already. So it's looking like it's going to be a red tsunami. That not only are the Democrats going to be completely overwhelmed in the House and the Senate, but also the RINOs, the bad Republicans, are going to get taken over by America First candidates. This is the most bright thing about our country's future. I mean, just imagine the type of progress we can make, even if by some kind of snowball in hell type of chance that the Democrats are still able to keep the presidency. it doesn't matter. A president can do nothing without a Congress. So I'm very, very confident that things are going to turn around big time. But we have to fix our election system. They were still able to steal different elections just a couple of weeks ago.
You know, it was interesting because I know when the last election happened, it was said, if they steal this election, okay, if they steal this election,
meaning Trump?
Right, if they stole that election from him, that's it. It's game over. They'll never be able to get it back because they'll continually be stealing it. Mm-hmm. What measures have been put in place, Sean, to know that it is actually going to be a fair assessment? I want to say this from a place of like, whatever you believe in, I mean, it's just a matter of being fair here. It's a matter of, doing the right thing.
I mean, election integrity is something that everyone should get behind, no matter
exactly.
No matter what party you belong to. But no, the problem's not fixed. It's hardly been fixed at all. The only thing that allows any Republicans to win at all is when there's this overwhelming majority that they can't figure out how to steal. You know, when you have like 90% of the people show up to vote Republican, you can't get that many mail-in ballots to fake ballots to do. I mean, they were so sloppy in 2020 that there were several states where there were more votes than registered voters. This is how sloppy they are when they try to steal these elections. So when there's an overwhelming majority voting Republican, they just can't figure out how to steal it. Why we had the victories a couple of weeks ago. But we still need to fix the problem. And luckily, we've had a huge movement. I'm almost feeling like this whole Trump movement, Make America Great Again, America First, it's morphed into a different movement. Yeah. I call it the Stop the Steal movement. Yeah. It's like Trump's on pause. America First is on pause. We want to fix the election system first. Then we'll go back to making America great again. So this Stop the Steal movement has a lot of prominent mathematicians, technologists, military intelligence. I mean, really, really smart people. I could name them all off. I follow them on social media all the time. And by the way, I have an NFT project where I have a little picture of all the heroes of the movement. So giving them some shout outs, you can go to SeanMorganReport.com and click on NFTs at the top to see who are these people that are helping us save our country and stop the steal. But we're going to fix it. We're going to clean up the voter rolls. We're going to do canvassing. We're going to do audits. We're going to do so many different things. Get rid of the machines. But it's a process. We've got to wake up people state by state, and all these audits have to occur to get the truth out.
Who or what needs to come out to be able to ensure people that when they do go to vote again, it's an absolute not waste of time? Because I am sure there's a lot of disillusioned people that say, whatever, you know what I mean? It doesn't, my vote is not going to count. So how, number one, do you have any insight on that from what you learned? Like, who's going to step up and say your vote will count? And I don't mean someone with a bolt with a, you know, one of those horns. I mean, like a real, you know, hey, listen, this is what we need, specific measurable steps, right?
I recently interviewed three of the leaders in the Stop the Steal movement, Patrick Byrne, who's donated millions of dollars to these audits and these causes, and several others, including General Flynn's brother, Joseph Flynn. And they're all very clear. I mean, they're all in agreement about what needs to change in the system. So we know exactly what to do. We need to get rid of the machines. We need to do paper ballots. We need to have a lot of observers. We need to have a lot of people involved. We need to fund these elections locally so that people have the resources to be able to do all these things. We need to have voter ID. These are just basics. ID alone, get rid of the machines and people will trust, but what this, this Mike Lindell Supreme Court case is possibly going to be presenting foreign interference evidence. So when people really, really know, for example, if the military releases their forensic evidence of foreign interference, when people really know that it's stolen and it's stolen by this type of technology, they're going to insist on going back to paper ballots, going back to the basics, so that people can't steal with this technology nonsense.
So for this to happen, we really need to make sure that when this happens again, and there are major elections happening, we need to be people, you, from your opinion, from what you're saying, is that it needs to be paper ballots to ensure people that, hey, this is going to be a legitimate count. I got to
clean up the voter roll. There are about five or six things I could just name really quick of how to fix the elections. Clean up the voter rolls. You can't have dead people and people who don't live in the states and all, cannot have them on. So you clean up the voter rolls so only the registered voters are on the rolls. So that makes it harder to steal. Then you have voter ID. So only citizens can vote, only residents of that jurisdiction can vote. And you have paper ballots, so you can't steal by technology. You have same day voting. You don't have this thing that happens with mail-in ballots that they use to steal, people printing their own ballots. You have to have ballots that are watermarked that are as hard to counterfeit as US dollars. That's the type of paper. We can't be using just plain paper here for our elections. We need to really, really make it secure. And no more mail-in, no more Zuckerbucks involved in our elections. No more of this using COVID as an excuse. You just have one voting day and everyone counts all the votes on the same day. None of this stopping the counting in the middle of the night. And then you count again tomorrow and the next week. And eventually you find out who the winner is. We know how to do this. This is basics. This is not rocket science here. These are just common sense solutions that everyone's going to get on board with.
And voter ID.
Yes.
Hey, man, let me ask you this, Sean. So like a guy like Mike Lindell, like an independent party that goes to file a suit, right? Who backs that? When people do that, who backs those people financially? Do they put up their own money? Is there like volunteer attorneys? Like, how does that even look? What does that look like?
Yes, Mike Lindell uses a lot of his own money. Of course, he can accept donations if he has a nonprofit, you know, involved with this, but he uses a lot of his own money. And a lot of people do. Patrick Byrne is a person I mentioned before. He founded Overstock.com, made a lot of money, and he's using his money. He paid like literally millions of dollars for the Arizona audit resources so that that state could carry out that very important audit. And he has a nonprofit organization. He accepts donations. Sydney Powell has defendingtherepublic.org. She accepts donations. All of us together funding these different organizations. I'm a big fan of judicialwatch.org. They do the Freedom of Information Act requests to get information that the deep state has to provide by law. And they expose the deep state and they expose these voter rolls that are filled with dead people and stuff. So that's another great organization.
That's pretty cool, man. That's good. That's interesting. I hope something good comes out of this thing. So what do you see, man, like in your political spidey senses, you know, what do you see happening here? Do you see like these audits, for example, like we keep hearing about audits happening and, you know, the perception is we just keep ripping off the Band-Aid, but is there any healing there? Is there anything going around that's that close to saying, aha, gotcha. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. The deep state's trying to run out the clock, right? Yeah. They just hope that this whole process of audits and questioning things takes so long that by that time they're able to consolidate power and just remove their enemies. But following these politics stuff, it makes you realize how slow the wheels of justice turn. It makes you realize how long it takes to get things to change in the political world. So it's not like I am so confident that this Mike Lindell case is actually going to overturn the election results, but it could. I'm still holding out that as a possibility. But if it doesn't work, that means that all three branches of our government have fallen by enemies, foreign and domestic. And that means that the military has exhausted all civil routes of remedying this problem. And that leaves them no other option but to intervene. So that's what I believe would happen. I don't know the timing on that. I tend to believe that the timing has to be when things are really bad and when things are really lining up on multiple angles, like the Ghislaine Maxwell people getting exposed, like Clinton being exposed in Ghislaine Maxwell and being exposed in Durham and being exposed in Stop the Steal. All at the same time, that would be a really good time for the military to intervene.
From a faith point of view, Sean, You know, you hear all the time, oh, the dark lost, the light has already won, the light has already won. But the dark owns, I don't know the exact percentage, but probably at least 98% of the world's largest corporations. And that's not changing anytime soon. So from your point of view, how is it possible that the light has already won when the dark still is the major conglomerate that really owns and runs the world?
I would actually say that it is possible for this situation to change soon. And that's for a couple of different reasons. I do agree that a lot of the world's wealth is held by very few oligarchs that are, you know, pulling the strings on a lot of these things. But they're not able to operate with impunity. They, if they commit a crime, like, for example, child sex trafficking, and they're caught, we can, by law, freeze their bank accounts. And Donald Trump passed this executive order. It has not been repealed by Biden. And so it's possible that a lot of the funds that the deep state has already been frozen as a result of that type of crime. There are major corporations like Vanguard and BlackRock that own most of the stocks in the world. Well, when everything's concentrated so much, all you have to do is get the head of the snake and then you have it all. You know, so it's like the whole house of cards falls once you get the head of the snake. And so, you know, I'm seeing reasons for hope. I do see Satan's evil in the world. I do see Satan's control mechanisms in the world. But I also see examples of how Satan's not in control. He can't seem to stop me from sharing my message on social media. I mean, he deplatformed me from Twitter and YouTube and Patreon and all these things, did the same thing to you guys. But look, we're still thriving. You know, we've actually become more resilient because we found new ways of expressing ourselves and communicating and sharing outside of their control structure. And I think that's a good metaphor for the big picture. You know, as we all start to kind of disconnect from the matrix and its parasitic energy vampire kind of nature, then we become more independent, more resilient, more sovereign. And it's happening worldwide. Look at all of the protests happening worldwide, Australia, all over Europe, Canada, New York City. I mean, this week, it's total blackout in the mainstream media. You'll never see the thousands and thousands of people that are demonstrating, but there's drone footage that shows you that there are literally millions of people worldwide in a great awakening happening right now.
So, and that totally makes sense. And I agree with you. Here's my only thing. So you have BlackRock that literally own, where people think that Pepsi and Coke are competitors, but the reality is they are both owned by the same entity, right? So you have all of these products or many products. You're walking down the grocery and not even thinking, oh, that's this person's competitor. Well, no, it's not, because they're both owned by the same people. And you're buying all of these products, which is just feeding the beast.
People don't think like when they shop, though.
Right,
they
this is what I'm
like
saying.
Like all this BlackRock. Right. Now they just go in the store and get their stuff.
I do.
You do. Yes. Right, but most people don't. So they keep feeding the beast because they keep buying the products. So people keep buying the products because they feel like they need the products for their family, because they're not living on a farm, let's say, and they're not growing their own food yet. How is the beast ever going to get killed?
Right. You know, I just love Patel Patriots and his metaphor or analogy he uses. He talks about this sandwich where you've got the white hats and Trump and the military at the top, you know, crushing the deep state from a top down perspective. And then you get the patriots worldwide on the bottom that are crushing the deep state as they're awakening, and the deep state's getting crushed in the middle. Just to give you an example from my life, my wife and I do not, and my child's definitely not allowed to, drink soda or anything from these major corporations. I mean, we get all of our food directly from a cooperative where everything's organic, comes directly from the farms.
That's
you know,
great.
So, hey, it's possible to disconnect yourself from the food matrix.
Yeah.
And people are waking up. People are waking up. There are a lot of people asleep. They're still drinking the BlackRock juice. But hey, maybe they're going to watch this episode and start to make the connection. Oh, When I buy major corporations products, I'm feeding the beast, and I want to stop doing that.
That is true. And it does take discipline, man. It does take discipline. It does take wherewithal to say, I'm not going to feed the devil. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's right. It.
Oh, it's been real hard for me to disconnect from the technology monopolies. I'm not completely free of it yet, but I'm using Proton Mail instead of Gmail. I'm using Rumble instead of YouTube. You know, I'm finding alternatives for almost everything.
You like Rumble, Sean?
Yeah, you know, it's a Canadian company, so they don't have to abide by American free speech constitutional law. But so far, their censorship record's been pretty good. They hardly censor at all. I still love Gab TV because they're really, really strict. They do not censor anyone for anything except for threats of violence, which is illegal, of course. So you can literally put anything there that's legal to do on Gab TV.
Did you got something?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Talk about feeding the beast. Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
What's going on there? Him and Obama are in bed again?
Yeah, basically. I mean, what we've learned from the Q post is that these foundations, Obama Foundation, Clinton Foundation, I could just go off on this long list, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. These are basically money laundering scams. In fact, Warren Buffett donated most of his fortune to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And we know that Bill Gates uses those funds for very devious purposes, for vaccines that harm people and so forth. Jeff Bezos just gave $100 million to Obama's foundation. So that's a payoff. You know, that's a way to buy influence, because Obama's not just some kind of former retired president who's just on a beach somewhere relaxing. That's what he tries to show. I mean, he's only in public when he's partying at Martha's Vineyard, but he's actually a major player in the deep state. You know, he's a strategist for them. As soon as Trump won, he set up his own secure facility in DC. It's like a command center where he could do his operations from there. And he is one of those people calling the shots at the Biden administration. So when Bezos finds the need to give money to Obama, it's to buy influence and favors so that Amazon can be more successful, get more government contracts, for example. So for those of you who are wondering if Jeff Bezos is black hat or white hat, now you know. Anyone who gives $100 million to Obama is definitely a black hat.
That's insane, isn't it? What's going on, brother, with the vaccines now? Like, what you're reporting, any crucial updates as far as our mandates being pushed harder? Are they starting to back down on them with, you know, societies around here? What you got on that?
Right. Well, Biden tried to pass this rule through OSHA that would require pretty much all the major companies to require vaccines for their employees. The courts shut that down. See what I'm saying? That it's not like America's 100% broken. You still have certain states, certain governors, certain attorney generals, certain courts that are still patriots. So that was shot down. And so that just meant that, you know, the can is kicked down the road for another future attempt of them to try to make it a requirement. Now, I'm sad to say that with my family, you know, we're in Brazil. The only reason why we only have a home in Brazil is because it is so difficult and expensive for my wife to legally work and live in the United States as a foreigner, because we follow the law. Yeah, we won't just cross the border illegally and get all kinds of benefits for doing that. We want to make sure that we follow the law. And by doing that, we have to apply for a green card. We have to pay around $3,000 or $4,000 for that. And then we have to make a certain amount of income, and we have to wait a year for the paperwork. And then my wife will be able to live and work in the United States legally. Mm. But now she's not even allowed to enter the United States unless she has a vaccination, because of Biden's policy that foreigners are not allowed to enter the United States without proof of vaccination. So our family is completely stuck outside of the United States until that policy changes, and I know that it will eventually.
How does that work for your son?
Yeah, I was gonna ask the same thing.
Does he have dual citizenship?
Yeah, luckily, and I had to pay $1,000 for a DNA test to prove to the American government that I'm his father. So just another example of following the rules is very expensive and difficult and time consuming. But yeah, luckily my son is an American citizen.
Good for you on that one. So what happens then, man? So like if they, like businesses here in Florida, like I'm starting to see them pop up a little bit more, where like we walked into something, they're masks required, or is there still...
That is against Florida state law. So you can actually sue them for that.
So that is against Florida. So as a consumer in Florida, because I know we went to the place yesterday, remember? Mm-hmm. And then there was another place that's happening, and I'm seeing more and more of them stick.
Yeah, if you, I know you guys aren't the types to do this. I mean, at this point, I am, but I would find out the address, who owns the company, and have my lawyer send them a letter that says basically, "Hey, I tried to go in this business, and it looks like you're not following Florida state law. I would like financial compensation for you discriminating against me."
Does that even go for medical care workers too, Sean?
Like hospitals, you mean?
Hospitals, or if you go into like a hair salon, not so much hair salons, but like estheticians.
Massage therapist kind of thing like that.
Nail salons are totally masked.
It's a battle between the governor and the other people who think that they have power. So, you know, I'm not an expert legally on this, but I know that there are schools that have tried to require masks and they've been losing every time in the courts.
That's great.
So I'm not sure about hospitals and stuff, but I would assume that they are breaking. Well, I know they're breaking the Constitution, so I know it's unlawful. I mean, they try to make excuses to try to act like it's lawful.
Wait a second. Our cleaning lady, where she knows we tell her do not wear a mask in our house, but she refuses because her employer, her boss has brainwashed her to believe that she has to go into every single solitary house
with cleaning the, supplies and all
with
that
the, with the mask like awful. On.
I feel so bad for
so
her.
So I can literally say to her now, legally, you.
Well, that's another level. So we're talking about business to consumer. What about business and employees? So can the employer mandate, like that cleaning lady example, can she mandate her and say in Florida that you know of?
At a very roots level, in the United States, we have something, you know, called medical privacy, you know, HIPAA. Like, remember when we were trying to talk to someone on the phone, they're like, sorry, because of HIPAA, I can't tell you. Like, I thought medical privacy was a big part of our system. So basically that means that our employer has no right to know if we're vaccinated or not, right? A mask is a medical intervention. Only doctors can practice medicine. If your employer is not a doctor, then they're trying to practice medicine without a license. So any state in the United States, you could battle this. But in Florida, you'd have the best chances of winning because of DeSantis' ruling that mask mandates are illegal.
All right. Good job, DeSantis. Good job.
Love that.
All right, Sean.
Did we miss anything?
We miss anything, brother?
No, there's just so much coming up with Durham and Ghislaine Maxwell. Keep your eyes on that. Follow me on social media, Gab and Telegram at Sean Morgan Report. Sign up for the newsletter, seanmorganreport.com. And also, I do sell a cryptocurrency course for beginners through your website, Ascended Masters. So we can put the links below if people are interested in learning more about getting outside of the deep state controlled financial system. They literally cannot control Bitcoin. So this is a really part of financial freedom. So it's just good to educate yourself about it.
Man, absolutely. I just absolutely love when you come on.
I know. I'm serious, man. Thing.
You're the only thing that helps me make this make sense of all. Because I don't look at it anywhere else. Nothing. It's you got your style, man. I tell you, I wish you all the love in the world on your future in journalism and.
Just don't forget us, Sean. When you make it. You are, man.
No, we're a team. You know, my wife is working with you guys. And so, you know, our families working together outside of the deep state system, right? We don't need, like, you're not going to require me to wear a mask. And you know what I mean? Like, patriots, get together. We're stronger together instead of, you know, being a part of the beast system.
And it's about rights, everybody. It's not about Republican, Democrat. It's just about rights. It's about your human, it's about human decency. It's about your rights to be able to survive and live whatever you believe in, but live with integrity and be the best for your family. Sean, brother, much love to you. It's always great to see you, man. Thanks for everything. Yes. Thanks for keeping it up to date. Hey, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us as you always do. And we hope you enjoyed Spiritually Raw's political science theater. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. All right. We try every now and then. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. And together we are turning the universal key to global harmony, and we are creating a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
I'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks, and God bless Patriots worldwide.
Hi, everybody. April and Jay here from Spiritually Raw. Welcome to Spiritually Raw Secrets to Broadcasting Riches. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you guys put this course together? Well, this is truly a compilation of all of our experiences, our ups, our downs, our pitfalls, what's worked, what hasn't worked over the past 10 years. And the number one question that we continually get literally to this day is, how are you guys making money broadcasting? So we figured we'd put together a course, because there's no better time than right now for everyone to get off the bleachers and start speaking to help raise the vibration of the planet. So we put together a course that is so easy to follow, but not only is it very easy to follow and it's our experiences, but in the course, you're going to meet 10 other people that took it along with us. They are in the journey. You're going to hear about their wins, their losses, their successes, their pitfalls, and what's preventing them or has prevented them from making money in the media world.
So in addition to that, we also understand the fact that we wanted to bring this element to the Secrets to Broadcasting Riches to you. So for those of you who are very serious about saying, okay, I need to give this a go, I got a voice out there, it's time for me to let that voice loose and share my truth with people. And you also need to know, okay, well, how do I do this so I can support my family and make a business out of this, right? So we also tie in the spiritual aspect of it. So in the course, you will learn the specific steps that April and I use that we connect with at a divine level to get that inspiration that really fuels us on a day-to-day basis, that really gives us the creativity we need, that gives us the direction we need, and really also taps us into our future selves to give us the roadmap so we know that we know with predictability what the outcome of these are going to look like. And you will get that same essence and same feeling as we go through this together.
Now, this course is for everyone. If you're a beginner and you have absolutely no idea where to start, or you've been at it, it could be for months or years, and you're not gaining any financial traction. The easiest way to get to where you want to be is find people or a mentor or experts in the area that you are looking to become an expert in, and model what they're doing and model what they've done in the past. And this is exactly verbatim what we have done in this master course.
We've done this for 10 years. We've taken a lot of that out of the way for you, so you don't have to go through that same journey that we have. Okay, you can just go right there, pass go, collect your $200 and hopefully a lot more out of it. Cut out all the fat and everything that comes along with it. This is a really great time. Right now, we need people out there. We need people out there that are expressing their voices, because as you know, this is what your truth is, what will raise the vibration of the planet. And if we can collectively raise this vibration together, we are going to manifest everything that we're hearing out there. And so do your part. If this is on your radar right now to have your own show, to continue your own show and really give it a blast off, take this course. You really want to take this course because it will give you every specific step that you need. And if you like our style, which you know you probably are right now because you're watching it, and much love and thank you for that, then just, we're sharing everything with you. We're putting it all out there for you. So click on the link below.
You know what though?
Yeah.
Don't take our word for it. Forget about everything we just said. All you have to do is go down and watch all the testimonials of the people that have already taken the course, and then make your own decision from there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is watch the testimonials, click the link, and away you go. Much love to each and every one of you, and many blessings.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.